Fired former Dianne Feinstein staffer entered into senator's office, smoked blunt and smoke-filled insurrection. By Sean Moran on February 28, 2022. Jamarcus Purley, a former staffer who was fired from Senator Dianne Feinstein's DCA office, entered the U.S. Capitol and smoked a marijuana blunt in the California Democrats' office. Purley, a former legislative correspondent who worked for the senator since February 2017, was terminated from Feinstein's office on February 8 for repeated performance issues. His termination letter, which was posted on his Instagram using the alias Rocky Guevara, reads, "Dear Jamarcus. Due to repeated failures to perform the duties of your job, communicate with supervisors, appear in person or in virtual meetings for work, or appear when director to discuss problems with your job performance. The office of Senate Dianne Feinstein is terminating your employment, effective immediately. As you are aware from past discussion and correspondence, you have made numerous significant mistakes over the past year in office, to include ignoring emails from groups in your portfolio, routing failing to write constituent letters, and send other letters without following the office protocols for review on multiple occasions." Under his Rocky Guevara alias, he posted a video on YouTube last week of him smoking a marijuana blunt in Feinstein's office, proceeding to dance and jump on couches as he continued to smoke marijuana. Purley also posted the video on Instagram describing how he entered Feinstein's office, despite being terminated from her office, and smoked marijuana. The post has since been deleted. "I hate this fucking country with every fiber of my existence, so I'm really out here just staining the fuck out of you all. So I took some shrooms yesterday and had a major discovery. I realize the funniest shit about the US government is that I can just put on a suit and walk straight into the US Capitol and smoke a blunt in Feinstein's office even though I was fired 2 weeks ago and walk straight out that bitch because I went to Stanford, Oxford, and Harvard, and therein lies the problem." He claimed Feinstein helped orchestrate the war on Ukraine because our office got so much fucking political pressure from Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, etc. during her re-election campaign in 2018 based on her age. In his Instagram post, which contained his termination letter, Purley disputed the termination, saying, "We about to put this on repeat and protest the fuck out of all four offices in California until Dianne get the fuck out of there ASAP. Y'all know exactly why this narcissist fired me. If y'all really gave a fuck, quit your job and stop leaving this shit to black people." Purley breaking into Feinstein's office and smoking marijuana after his termination comes at a time when Capitol Hill security has been increased and scrutinized. After the January 6 protests, fencing was installed around the U.S. Capitol for months. Fencing will be reinstalled for President Joe Biden's State of the Union address Tuesday as law enforcement remains concerned about potential demonstrations and truck convoys creating traffic in Washington, D.C. Representative Jim Banks, RN, the Republican Study Committee, RSC, chairman, has criticized Capitol Police leadership for the chaos that unfolded on January 6, believing it to be a massive security failure. House Administration Committee Republicans have slammed the U.S. Capitol Police, USCP, in a letter for failing to implement many of USCP Inspector General Michael Bolton's security recommendations. Republican outcry has also reached a fever pitch after the USCP surveilled and investigated Representative Troy Nell's, RTX, congressional office. The House Administration Republicans also wrote they have strong reason to believe claims about how the USCP intelligence staff has surveilled and made background checks on people with whom lawmakers plan to meet. Despite the USCP's focus on increased security ahead of the State of the Union address, a disgruntled former Feinstein staffer entered the senator's office and smoked marijuana in violation of federal law. Feinstein's office did not respond to a request for comment regarding the incident. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.